Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
So you may know that we have a foreign news partner. I've mentioned it before. It's the dailychatter.com. And we work with Daily Chatter because we don't have our own foreign correspondents, and they do, to accumulate information all over the world. And if you go to dailychatter.com every day, there's a very readable dispatch, and you'll learn a lot. I do. I get it every morning. Okay. The guy who runs it is named Phil Balboni. And I used to work for Mr. Balboni. He is a local reporter slash analyst in Boston at WCBB-TV, a classic television station.
This News Center 5 update is brought to you by Stop and Shop Supermarkets. It's time to stop and shop.
Good evening, I'm Chet Curtis.
And I'm Bill O'Reilly.
Nobody hurt, but thousands of commuters in Tokyo frightened today when small bombs exploded in several of the city's subway stations. We'll have more at 11. And how some news organizations treated the nuclear accident at Chernobyl is on Bill's mind tonight.
Yeah, my column tonight, Chet, we're going to talk about how the Soviets are making an excuse for giving no information. That excuse may have been provided for them. Now this.
You managed me for a little while in the 1980s. That must have been hell.
It wasn't, actually. I mean, I want your viewers to know that you were a damn good reporter, and you were a pleasure to work with. I mean, you're the same guy you were 40 years ago. Very confident, smart, sometimes a little opinionated. Maybe you rubbed some of your colleagues the wrong way from time to time, but no, you were great, and that's why we've been friends 40
well,
years.
But when I was working for you in Boston, and Boston is my second home, as you know. I mean, and when I go to Boston, everybody thinks I'm from Southie. I was different than most of the other reporters because I was brash, B-R-A-S-H.
Right. And I remember that. Let you do something we'd never let anybody else do before, which was to do commentary on the 11 o'clock news. That was a first.
Good evening, I'm Bill O'Reilly, and tonight on News Center 5 at 11, my column will deal with the story behind the story of the Shriver-Schwarzenegger wedding. It was quite a show, and thousands turned out to see it. I'll give you my impressions at 11. Hope to see you then.
That was interesting because the ratings went up because I was monitoring them. And the reason that you and Coppersmith, the general manager, put me on was that, and this is fascinating, after the weather in Boston, everybody turn off and go to sleep. But then you put this madman O'Reilly on at the end of the show, hoping that people would stay up, which they did.
But which they did.
The funny thing about it was that the reigning queen of news in Boston, Natalie Jacobson, huge anchor up there. Yeah. She hated me. she would just look at me like, what is this?
I think you threatened her a little bit.
This is a News Center 5 update.
Good evening. I'm Natalie Jacobson.
And I'm Bill O'Reilly.
A tired but happy President Reagan tonight held a news conference in Tokyo to tell Americans this was the most successful of the 6 economic summits he has attended. We'll give you the highlights on News Center 5 tonight. Bill O'Reilly, what's in your mind tonight?
Well, there's a birthday boy today, Natalie. Willie Mays. I know he's one of your favorite people.
Absolutely.
55 years old.
No.
Makes me feel a lot older. Now this.
Well, I threaten everybody. But you stuck up to her. I mean, you said, no, and we're doing this for the good of the whole newscast here, Natalie.
Right.
And I admired that very much because I knew she wouldn't even introduce me. She wouldn't even read the lead. Her husband, Jed Curtis, who was the co-anchor, had to do it.
Right.
So anyway.
We had an amazing team. I mean, I'm sure many of your viewers remember the 1980s in television news. It really was the golden age.
Apex. Absolutely. We had standards. You sent reporters all over the world. I remember
we did.
Martha Raddatz, who's now on ABC. She sent her to the Philippines when they had the big uproar there. I mean, it was really, number one, a pleasure to work with you, which is why we've stayed in touch all these years. And number two, it had a tremendous impact, Channel 5 in Boston, on the whole New England area. That's gone. And I'm not quite sure why it disappeared. Last word, do you know why?
Because the viewers aren't there anymore. I mean, you know, people have migrated off to, 100 or 1,000 or a million different places. You know, that 11 o'clock news that people watched you on in the 1980s, I bet the audience is maybe 25% of what it used to be.
Of what it was. Yeah, they're all scattered.
Yeah.
All right, Phil Baboni, it's dailychatter, one word, .com. Can't get much easier than that. If you're interested in foreign news, and it's straight. It's straight.
Yes. Okay? Nonpartisan. Yeah.
I want everybody to go and check it out. Thanks, Phil. Good to see you, man. Take care.
Great to see you, Bill. Be good.
Okay.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Okay, let's go to the media. So then, two studies last year on local media. Local news is what you get: the weather, you get the local sports guy, the anchors, and they talk about whatever's happening in your town. It's totally divorced from the national news. Okay, there's very, very little cross-pollination. I worked local for a while, okay, and then I went to national.
An ABC News business brief. Now from New York, Bill O'Reilly.
Good evening. President Reagan in Venice surprised financial experts today when he said there could be some lowering of the dollar. The dollar fell briefly but rebounded when White House aides said there's no change in U.S. policy supporting a stable dollar. Also, the Fed reports the nation's money supply fell in late May. Retail sales were down last month, raising concern about a possible recession, but the Conference Board says consumer confidence was up in May and more Americans expect a brighter future. Procter & Gamble today announced an $800 million restructuring plan. P&G will charge it against fourth quarter earnings. Brazil has asked the IMF for a delay in interest payments, something the IMF has never allowed. And Ben & Jerry's Homemade, the Vermont ice cream company, may open a store in Moscow. On New York financial markets, the Dow gained over 6 points. Interest on T-bills rose, gold was up $7, and the dollar was down. That is Business Brief. I'm Bill O'Reilly.
And so I know the difference between the two. The national news, the three newscasts, ABC, NBC, CBS, they average less than 20 million people, all three of them, okay, a night. They're down about 16, 17 million. Local news still in some cities does okay, but it's falling too.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
So the study, one was by NORC. It asked, do you trust your local news? 41% say yes, 37% don't know, and 22% don't. All right, then we had a MAGID poll. This was both last year. Trust local news, 54 yes, 39 so-so, no trust 6. I do not believe that poll. And here's why. MAGID, who took the poll, they service local news. They sell them anchors. So this is a fixes in poll here. I'm just telling you what the media is all about. Now, I, as I said, worked I worked local news for, let's see, 7 years before I went national. And the two best stations I was at was WCVB in Boston. And we talked to Phil Balboni, who now is our foreign news partner, last week. And WCBS-TV, owned and operated by CBS, in New York City. And my news director there was a man named Steve Cohen, who joins us now from San Diego. And I got your book, all right?
Thank you.
I got your book, 50 Years in a Newsroom. And you look it, by the way. A eulogy. Yeah. Is local news dead? Is it over?
No, it's not dead, but the book's about the newsrooms that you and I grew up in and you and I knew. And those newsrooms were not mainstream newsrooms. You know, there was no mainstream. We created what news was to be. You and me and John Tesh and a whole bunch of people that are now a generation of television news. And the reason that local news, I think, today needs a eulogy is let's remember what we were, and perhaps we could get back to it. That's the problem. The reason those numbers that you just read are so low is because you go from station to station. There's usually 7 stations that do news now in a market. They do about 6 to 7 hours a day, 7 days a week. Is they're all the same? Mainstream media has taken over, right?
But it's all about money now for them. It's not about winning. You know, when I was working for you at Channel 2, the big kahunas were Channel 4 in New York, WNBC, and WABC Channel 7. It was a fierce brawl to beat them in the ratings because you got overnight ratings every night. And we really were, you know, pushing it to be better than they were, more aggressive, better stories. All of that, that doesn't count anymore. All they want to do is make money. So if you're number 3 or number 4, and I think that's why the quality's dropped.
I think some of it's about income for sure. And it's because the guys that own these big organizations, there's only like 3 or 4. You know, you got Tegna, Sinclair, Nexstar, Byron Allen's in the game now. They all have the same zeitgeist. They all believe the same things. And therefore, the kind of journalism we did, and when we competed in New York, it was dog eat dog to get the best story. We didn't believe in official sources. We didn't trust anybody. We were skeptical of everything, including ourselves. We had wars in the newsroom over ideas and what we should cover. The newsrooms today are quiet places, Bill. They're a place of whispers and people using their thumbs instead of their intellect, if there is in fact any intellect extant in the newsrooms of America today. That's why I don't acknowledge it.
They're scared. They don't want to get fired or something. Now, at WCBS, when I was there with you, there wasn't any ideology. Okay? You didn't bring that at all. It was get the story and get it right. And God help you if you don't get it right. You know, the anchor man, Jim Jensen, will lay you out.
This is Channel 2 News at 6 with Jim Jensen, Roland Smith, Warner Wolf on sports, and Dr. Frank Field with the weather.
Good evening.
Okay, round 2. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right, ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
I'm Mike Slater from the podcast Politics by Faith. This is a crazy time in our country. It's stressful, a lot of anxiety, and it's going to get worse. And I realized that one of the things that helps me take away the stress is realizing that there's nothing new under the sun. So on this podcast, we take the news of the day and we run it through the Bible and other periods in history to realize that we've been through this before and we can rise above again. Politics by Faith, anywhere you listen to the podcast. Politics by Faith.
Okay. Right. And I never even do, not one time did I think about ideology when I was working at Channel 2. But there was an incident, and I'm sure you'll remember, where I asked Governor Hugh Carey, a Democrat, a very tough question about his poll numbers being driven down by his wife.
I remember.
And I got marched in to the general manager's office with you. And I looked at him and he goes, and he got a call from Bill Paley, the guy
That's
who
right.
ran CBS,
That's
saying,
correct.
Get this punk O'Reilly under control. Do you remember that?
I do. I remember it very well. I was very fortunate to have some history with William Paley, the chairman, who sort of took a liking to me and got to know me. But I remember that meeting, and I remember both of us sort of being quiet, but we didn't back down, is my memory, that we did not back down, that both of us stood shoulder to shoulder and said, look, this is legitimate. And we were back, and as far as I remember, the GM backed us, did he not?
You know, he his heart wasn't in it. It was a guy named Ed Joyce who got promoted to CBS Dan Rather, National News, and hired me to go there. But that was a snake pit. That was ideology. I was so different than local.
Is a question Congress will have to consider. Bill O'Reilly, CBS News, Miami.
So I bet my audience would like to know what a pain in the neck I was to manage. Way back then, I was ridiculous, right?
I think you are. But the truth is that it's the other difference between newsrooms is that you have to be firm, but you have to embrace people that are who they are. And what you brought to the newsroom was, one, you had a sense of humor, right? So no matter how tough you were, you had a sense of humor. And second, you had a philosophy about what should be covered and what shouldn't.
As ABC's Bill O'Reilly reports, if the price sticks here, higher prices may be coming to a theater near you.
In a move that has angered many New Yorkers, 44 movie theaters have raised ticket prices from $6 to $7.
Well, that makes you hard to manage. Guess what? Tough. If you're in charge of a newsroom, you want people who are unique. You want people who are one of a kind. You demand people to be unique and different. We had folks like Vic Miles and that were so unique and different Warner Wolf in sports. who invented modern sports casting.
All right, Ernie, at the Garden, game one, the National Hockey League All-Stars beat the Russians 4-2. Gillies and Bossy scored for the National Hockey League. Dryden had 18 saves. Now, if you really want to make this series meaningful, have the Russians agree that for every goal scored against them in this series, they will release at least one family now being held in the Soviet Union against their will. All right, let's go to the videotape.
You know, Tesh was on the, was leaving to seek his dreams in entertainment. Everyone had something else that was compelling, and they were passionate about it. And even the anchors, who were, as you grew up to be, even more obtuse and even more crazy, right? But you know what? You had to find your voice, Bill. You had to find your voice. And all I tried to do, and in my 50 years as a news director tried to do, is let people find their voice. Because we
and
need
the
multiplicity of voices.
Yeah, I say that. You were the best. The book is 50 Years, A Newsroom, A Eulogy. You want to know about local news? Steve Cohen is the man. And good to see you, Steve. Stay well.
Thank you,
and,
Bill.
I can't thank you enough for what you did for my career. I really appreciate that.
And you embracing our friendship has meant so much. Take care, my friend.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.